The Hellfire is now mapped at 4,600 acres, doubling yesterday's total. Containment, however, remains at 0%. New evacuation warnings were issued Wednesday morning for Humboldt County, and the previous orders and warning remain in place. The fire is currently 8 miles south of Willow Creek in the Mosquito Creek and Buck Creek drainages. And despite the dry conditions today, the fire's activity was not as extreme as predicted. That's according to Adrian Rubiaco.
I'm the Fire Public Affairs Officer for the Six Rivers National Forest. And today on the Hill Fire, the U.S. Forest Service and CAL FIRE are now managing this fire in unified command, and we have brought in a local Type 3 incident management team to assist with managing this incident. In addition, we also placed an order for a complex incident management team, and we are expecting that to be filled over the next few days. Fire activity today seemed to moderate, therefore we didn't see a significant increase in acreage. Firefighters on the ground started to work on constructing indirect and direct hand line as it was possible, because as we know, this fire is burning in very steep, rugged terrain and also in a very remote part of the forest. Therefore, the primary operations that have taken place to suppress this fire are via air resources. We have several aircraft assigned to this incident, and that includes helicopters, air tankers, and air attack. The air resources have been performing retardant drops across the fire since it started, and those operations continue today. And that is in an effort to slow that progression of the fire. In general, the fire is growing more to the north side, and at this time, it's approximately 8 miles south of Willow Creek. Also today, firefighters started to provide structure protection to communities and structures that are threatened, because at this time, there are multiple structures threatened.
It's unclear how many residences are threatened, but crews have begun structure protection efforts along Route 1 and within the Friday Ridge communities. Additional ground resources continue to be ordered and arrive on scene. The Hill Fire is now being managed in unified command between the U.S. Forest Service and CAL FIRE. So we asked what it means when federal and state entities collaborate on fire efforts.
So when the U.S. Forest Service and CAL FIRE join in unified command, that's normally when a fire is potentially going to impact state land or private land. Whereas if it remains U.S. Forest Service, then that's typically just burning on federal land. But now that we're in unified command, we will work together to prioritize both agencies' goals and objectives for protection and also suppression strategies. And from there, with the arrival of an incident management team, that provides additional resources and capacity to help support fire suppression activities. So what that looks like is, you know, you might see the beginning of a fire camp set up. Since we're receiving so many additional resources, we need to provide that support logistically to ensure that all the resources are taken care of and also to help streamline operations for those on the ground operational firefighters and resources.
Redwood Acres Fairground in Eureka has been activated as a CAL FIRE incident management base camp in response to the Hill Fire and will be closed to the public for at least the next 2 weeks. When asked how long the Hill Fire is forecast to burn, she said,
"At this time, we're still assessing the potential duration of the incident, but as we have the teams arrive, that will help us improve that assessment, and we should have a timeline shortly. So far, we have seen rapid growth in the fire, and that even though today we saw more of a moderate growth in behavior, the fire conditions are still dry, and there is still that potential during the days for that increased rate of spread and fire activity. And so in the event there are additional evacuations needed, that's where the importance of the Genesis program and signing up for those alerts with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office are critical.
With the Hill Fire currently 8 miles south of Willow Creek, moving towards the north, we asked if there is an immediate threat to the town.
So the Forest Service is continually working with our partners at the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office to ensure that we're making those timely decisions, or rather us providing that recommendation to the Sheriff's Office. And one thing we did see today was a slower growth, which was a good sign.
KMUD News posed the same question to Humboldt County Sheriff William Hansel. And by text message, he stated, quote, "No, no chance that Willow Creek is in danger of going into an evacuation warning within the next 24 hours, end quote. However, depending on weather, topography, and fuels, fire behavior can change. The fire is currently progressing into a fire scar from the 2022 Lightning Complex, which should help to slow its progress. But residents should stay aware and sign up for Humboldt Alerts. You can do so at humboldtgov.org. In Trinity County, Sheriff Tim Saxon stated that his sheriff's office is closely monitoring the situation and at this time is not anticipating warnings or notices based on the current fire activity. But he stated folks should always be aware of their individual circumstances and can voluntarily leave an area if they feel uncomfortable. Trinity residents can sign up for Code Red emergency alerts at trinitycounty.org. Road closures are in place on Friday Ridge Road at Forest Service Route 6N06, 5N01, and 5N04. Highway 299 remains open. The evacuation order for HUM E077-A, which is north of White Oak Creek, Grouse Creek, south of Friday Ridge Road, east of Titlow Hill Road, and west of Mosquito Creek, Madden Creek, remains in effect. Residents who already evacuated from the zone are not permitted to return to their residences. Others who remained in the zone are encouraged to evacuate immediately. Evacuation warnings for Zone HUM E077-B and the new evacuation warning for HUM E076-A are also in effect and were triggered due to the fire's rapid growth. In Humboldt County, the Office of Emergency Services uses Genesis Protect as an evacuation management tool that helps communities and first responders more effectively plan, communicate, and execute evacuations. It's a platform where residents can look up their address using the search bar and use the zone map to find evacuation information for their area. Within Humboldt County, there are over 300 different zones, and during an active emergency, your zone will be highlighted, where you can utilize the interactive map, which is why the Office of Emergency Services is asking all to know their zone. For more, we spoke with the lead OES official in Humboldt.
My name is Ryan Derby. I'm the Emergency Services Program Manager for the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services. Our job in OES is to monitor, respond to, recover from, and mitigate against local and regional emergencies and disasters.
Southern Humboldt saw evacuations last week due to a wildfire on Alder Point Road. And now, new evacuation orders and warnings are in place for rural communities south of Highway 299 near Friday Ridge.
Last week, the big focus was on the Point Fire, which was just northeast of Garberville. For that fire, we actually issued evacuation orders for 2 zones north of Garberville and a warning for an additional zone north of that. We got really lucky with that one, with how quickly the resources on the fire and loss side were able to come in and evacuate people and get air resources in, and the wind was pretty favorable, pushing it away from the town. Right now, that fire has essentially gone back to normal status. Now we're monitoring what's called the Hill Fire, which is south of Willow Creek, kind of in the wilderness there. It's grown pretty substantially over the last 24 hours.
The Hill Fire was 50 acres on Monday. Today, it's nearing 5,000.
We are monitoring it really closely and just recommending that anyone specifically in that area, but countywide, registers for Humboldt Alert notifications and knows their evacuation zone on the Genesis Protect website, which is protect.genesis.com.
Pre-established evacuation zones help fire, law, and emergency service agencies prepare for, streamline, and reduce confusion during the evacuation process. It also provides a common reference system for all in the community.
So the zones that we created, there's about 330 of them countywide, and we use those when we issue out our notifications in Humboldt Alert to determine the polygon or the area that's going to go into an evacuation order or warning. And there is a strong possibility that those zones will be split during an emergency where you'll have, say for this current fire, the E077 is about a 50,000 acre zone. So cutting that into two or three zones to minimize the number of residents placed under warning or order.
Derby explained that during an emergency, a zone might split into various sections. Like on the Hill Fire, where zone HUM E077 was split into A and B.
The important piece for residents to remember is that the number for each zone is always going to remain the same, but we'll be adding, an A, a B, or a C if we do end up splitting those zones. So people will know the number and they'll be able to punch in their address at the protect.genesis website and see where they are in relation to an incident.
We asked how OES works to determine which zones need emergency notices.
Kind of a three-phase cycle when we issue out warnings or orders. So the fire service makes a recommendation based on how quickly the fire is moving, the terrain features, the types of fuel, and where populations at risk are. And then that call typically comes in to me directly or to our dispatch center. And then we'll have a conversation with the sheriff on where to institute those warnings or orders, because the authority to evacuate lies with the county sheriff. So fire recommends, the sheriff makes the order, and then OES issues the notification.
Today, it was announced that an incident management team has joined the effort to suppress the fire, which Derby says will make it easier for agencies to collaborate.
U.S. Forest Service bringing in a local incident management team to start working on this. Though there are resources currently fighting the fire, this will bring additional resources, a little bit more structure to the response. And what it does for us is gives us a direct point of contact to get routine updates and establish some of those decision points for when an evacuation order or warning may go into place. So we've been in communication with the Trinity County Office of Emergency Services and Sheriff's Office as well. So pretty much everyone's monitoring this really, really closely. And just with the terrain and how difficult it is out there, it's pretty much going to be an air show to get the fire knocked out in that region. We're going to keep a close eye on it over the next 24 hours, be in really close contact with Forest Service. Certainly if there's public safety risks associated with the fire, we'll be getting that word out.
And in closing, he implores all to register for alerts and be prepared as the fire season progresses.
Self-register for Humboldt Alert at humboldtgov.org/emergency, or they can call the Office of Emergency Services at 707-268-2500, and one of our staff will help register that person. You can also kind of tune into our website at humboldtgov.org/emergency, and that's where we post routine updates for incidents that we're responding to. And certainly the protect.genesis.com is a good way to get an interactive map, and it'll have links to register for alerts and go to our information page as well.
Again, the Hill Fire is located in northeast Humboldt near its border with Trinity County. Burning within the Six Rivers National Forest approximately 8 miles south of Willow Creek, in the Mosquito Creek and Buck Creek drainages. The fire is located in rugged and steep terrain that is challenging for ground crews to access. 50 lightning strikes were recorded within the Six Rivers National Forest on Monday evening, causing the Hill Fire and other smaller incidents. Residents are urged to stay alert and report any new starts to 911. You can find this information and more on the KMUD News social media pages or at kmud.org.